Hello and welcome to the Sharp Side Podcast. I'm your host, Chaz Parada, and with me to break down the PGA Championship, Austin Tark. Austin, we just got finished playing some golf ourselves.
You know, pretty well. I played all right, but I'm hoping our picks are a little better than our game today. It's funny, it was actually a little windy when we were playing as well.
It was.
I wonder if that's going to be a little saying what the future could hold for this weekend.
Maybe a common theme. Of course, the PGA Championship this week is at Kiawah Island in South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's right on the ocean. I believe it was there in 2012 when Rory won. Rory won by like 7 strokes, I think. That being said, we got some outrights. Austin has a few matchups for you. And then we are going to break down a DraftKings lineup at the end for those who play DraftKings. Before we get into it, though, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you have not already. Follow us. Subscribe to us on Spotify. That's where you listen. Google Play, wherever. We want to make sure that you guys know when we release podcasts. It's going to be coming. It's going to be coming in waves within the next few weeks. I'm going to get going on MLB baseball videos. I'm just going to try and do them daily. Granted, I have to actually like something to make a video about it. So I did take a bit of a break just to kind of cleanse. It's good. I recommend that. Please do that. So expect more things coming. Of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention BetSports. Go download the app if you have not already. If you are just listening to us for the first time because of BetSports, welcome. Let's make you some money. That is our motto after all. Austin, let's get into it.
All right. I'm ready.
Let's talk about our outright. So top of the board, you have the usual suspects. Rory coming off his big win. John Rahm so Rory at 12, John Rahm at 14, JT at 16, Spieth at 16, Bryson at 18, which I have a bad number on that, DJ at 18, how the mighty have fallen, and then Xander and Victor Hovland inexplicably at 18 and 22 to 1. Would you like to talk about Xander and Victor Hovland?
Yeah, it's funny. You're looking at 18. I'm looking at 22, which even that I think is a little too low for Hovland and Schauffele. Xander.
I meant 22 for Victor Hovland.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's still. I mean, I still just don't think. I don't think that number is warranted. You know, these are two guys that just haven't really proven their caliber on tour, just as a winner to win, and to win these type of events. We've definitely seen Xander have his fair shares of top five performances, especially these big majors, but to actually win, and his win equity is just not as good. Doesn't really require the 22 to 1 merit. And that's why I don't really see why they should be ranked so much higher than Colin Morikawa, where I'm getting him at 28 to 1, a little bit lower. I'll get into
right
him.
Now.
33. Oh, yeah.
I'm betting that right now, actually. Keep talking.
Love that number. Yeah. I mean, if you can get a guy like that who is proven on the tour that he can win. He won the PGA Championship. He just won the WGC Mexico just about a month ago. I mean, that is the type of player that I want, a guy with a lot of solid win equity, and he's such a good course fit. Now, don't get me wrong. Xander and Hovland are still great course fits here. They strike the ball very well. They're definitely going to be in the running, but I think the number is, it's quite a big overreaction, and I got a feeling that especially guys like Hovland are going to be pretty highly owned in DraftKings contests this week.
Yes.
Especially being that Hovland has two wins and two of them are on the same greens that are going to be on this week. But I don't put too much weight into that.
So I do have a bet on Bryson, it's 14 to 1. I think the Friday when he won at the Arnold Palmer. That's the one he won, right?
Yes.
API. Yeah. Okay. So that's a bad number. It happens. I think that obviously he's going to have an advantage with, a little bit of a rough grown up and just with how long this course is. You know, you have guys like John Rahm today was saying how he had, he said something like most of his shots were with five irons or something.
Yep. Everything's like 200 yards plus.
Yeah. And I'm sure for John Rahm, he rarely has to, like, he'll use a five iron on a tee shot, not approaching the green. And I think that for Bryson, it's a six or a seven, which he will have an easier time stopping and like kind of maneuvering on what should be difficult greens, which, oh, I completely just skipped our little course overview, which no better time to segue to that than right now. Just a few notes I had. So it's a Pete Dye course. And so like you see the same kind of players, like, for example, Bubba Watson, he plays, I think, five of his 11 or 12 wins are on Pete Dye courses. And so, like, you need to be, like, technical. You need to, like, hit your spots and, like, both off the tee and on the approach. You'll get a lot of slanted and angled greens. And
also smaller greens.
Smaller greens, exactly. And so it'll be easier to miss. And so your ability to scramble and kind of maybe like play on like the fringe or around the green out of bunkers, whatever, like that will be important this week. Now the big story, which we kind of alluded to coming in, is the wind. It's supposed to be super windy. Now I don't know if it's going to be as impactful as it might seem, despite like the big numbers. It's going to be very like up the course and in your face, if that makes sense. So the way the course is laid out, you go forward, you turn on the front. So you like get through five holes and then you just go in the complete opposite direction. And the same thing with the back nine. So it's very forward and back, and that's kind of how the wind moves. And because this is a dry month compared to August when it was played here the last time, the ball will be rolling a lot on the fairways. And so the bombers are going to have even more of a kind of advantage here, I think. And then finally, I think with this ocean winds, it's a very consistent wind and we won't get as many kind of cross windy gusts as we might think. So do you have anything else to add in terms of course conditions?
My only quote that's sticking in my head is, if you hit the fairway, you have a 68% chance for a green in regulation. I believe this stat has just been tracked from course history here. But 68% chance for hitting the green from the fairway, but only a 40% chance if you miss the fairway. So I do think bombers do have an advantage here, but you want to blend for guys who can also hit the fairway as well. Because as we mentioned, these tough little tight greens, little spots you got to hit. You're going to want to be in the fairway, and anytime you're in the rough, especially rough that's possibly a little bit thicker this week, it's going to cause a lot of more issues for that approach shot.
Sure. Good point. And I was thinking about betting on Thomas Peters, but that dude can't hit a fairway to save his life. So you kind of talked me out of that one there. I kind of interjected in the middle of like the main guys. Do you have anything else to add to those group of golfers? I mean, it's like the same thing every week. They're all really good. They're the best players tough. In the world.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys are phenomenal. We were talking a little Jordan Spieth before this. I as of a couple weeks back, I didn't think he was on the likes of being with one of these top five guys. I thought it might have been just a little bit of fluky of performance. But, you know, now that he's gotten that win, his irons are certainly elite. They are back to what they used to be. And his short game is still stellar. And if his driver just stays okay and stays average, and if he's hitting fairways, he's added length to it, Spieth is a dog, and he has a really good shot of winning this tournament. I might consider betting him, but I got a feeling I'll just end up avoiding him. Possibly a DraftKings entry, but also a guy who could be probably highly owned.
I would imagine it'll be him or Rory for the most highly owned. It's just because, yeah. I mean, they're the two most popular players in the world. So, and I, for some reason, I feel like Xander is going to be high up there too. But we can talk more about that when we get to that part. Moving down the list. So you talked Morikawa. I talked a little Bryson. After that, we are pretty barren for a long time until we get to like about the triple digits. I'm just scrolling down.
I'll just say out of a couple names. I mean, like, sure. There's guys that pop, guys I definitely want to look at. Like, God, I'm looking at a Brooks Koepka 45. He was 50 earlier this week.
Staring at a 50 right now.
I mean, I just can't trust it. I mean, we saw it at the Masters. He just didn't look fully healthy. He just doesn't seem himself. He did just grow out a really cool goatee, by the way. but I don't think that will help his golf performance. And then guys like Sam Burns.
Let me interject really quick.
Yeah.
I did see a Brooks quote where he said, at the Masters, I was injured. Now I'm hurt. And then he said, I always play hurt. Oh. And so I don't know if that means he's winning this week. That's just doesn't really – the fact that he said he's hurt makes me not want to bet him. So.
Yeah. I don't need that. I mean, and then guys like Sam Burns has been absolutely tearing it up lately.
He's been balling.
And I'm considering him, but as of now, I'm just avoiding him. But the next name that pops for me is Louis Oosthuizen.
Win.
I do have him. I'm throwing him down there to win. I'm looking at
get the hell out of here.
What number are you seeing? What number are you seeing? Louis won one. Didn't he win the Masters?
I don't think he's ever won a tournament. No, I think he came second. I don't think he's ever won a tournament in the United States.
Oh, you're right. He came second in the Masters. I should have known. Oh, wait, no, okay, but I do love him in a head-to-head. That's what
okay. No, British. I can get behind that. I can get behind that for sure.
I love him in a head-to-head. That's what that's where I wanted to pop him off. But I'll talk about that a little bit later because we're still on the outrights here. Oh, my guy, Paul Casey. I do love Paul Casey this week.
You talked me
jumping
into
too far ahead.
So I'm seeing Joaquin in 66. Is that what are you going to bet him at that?
Go Joaquin. Yeah, I would if I can even find better, but I do like Joaquin. Why don't you talk about him?
Okay, so I think he's a good course fit here. We talked about the wind a little bit. He's a low. He hits like that low drive, kind of like. I don't know if you remember this from Harding Park last year, but like when Cameron Champ was in contention and like he nukes it. Well, like Joaquin Neiman, I think he's sixth on driving distance this year. He's been hitting his fairways. He struggles around the green, which worries me. But I did bet him 90-1 a few months ago, which, I mean, like, it's not a crazy amount of CLV. I wish it would look a little better. But I do think he carries some win equity. I think he currently has the longest made cut streak in going right now. I also bet him a top five. I think that he is just a step below the caliber of a Morikawa and a Hovland. And he has won on tour before. And I just think that in terms of his talent and the course fit, because he does hit it so far, I think he should be around kind of like 50, 45, which I do think, because his irons are outstanding too.
I completely agree. It's his approach and off the tee game for me. I mean, in his last 15 events, he's only lost strokes once off the tee and approach. But you're right. I mean, if he doesn't shoot himself in the foot around the greens, he did at the Wells Fargo. He also did at the Honda, where he lost 3 and then 5 at the Honda strokes around the green. If he just doesn't do that here, I think he's very live to win this tournament. I really like the fact that you mentioned that he's a low ball hitter. Those little stingers and will really help, especially if we do get windy days, if it's coming into his face. That could be a way to just get some extra distance and have a possible advantage on any playing partners.
We're talking about his bad around the green game. He's still positive strokes gained on the season, which that's good. That at least it's not negative, which is how I'm telling myself that it's still I still have a chance. Paul Casey, your boy.
Yeah, if you can believe it, I made a model this week.
I hate this guy.
And Paul Casey really showed up number one in it. We hate this guy because we bet on Paul Casey before and how much he screwed us over.
I think he came last.
I mean, it's just, but, and then he'll show up for events. I mean, I think it was the PGA last year. We almost won it. He just will randomly show up, but he shows up because he strikes the ball so damn well.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's number 3 in strokes gained approach for me. Because I sorted it by in difficult conditions and in wind. So if we do get a little windy, he's going to have success there. He's number five, proximity from the hole, 200 yards out. That's going to be a really big advantage over other guys for a second shot. But his biggest weakness is that putter. I want to say it's better than that. I mean, he did lose four strokes at the Valspar, unfortunately, last week, but he's been gaining strokes a little better in recent play. I really like this recent form. I mean, just in the year of 2021, he has an eighth, a fifth, 10th, and fifth place finish. And then he even won on the Euro Tour in January as well. So he's coming in with really good recent form. I really like the way he hits the ball. And I found 100-1 out there. I had to grab that. So search for numbers. I think Paul Casey is just a really good fit for this course. He shows up in majors. I think he's worth a look.
Yeah. And I also bet his top 20 at plus 225.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And he doesn't win a lot, but I think his floor is so high, especially for a course where ball striking will be at a premium. So, I mean, it always is, but like, for especially because it's not like he bunts it all everywhere. Like he hits it pretty far enough mm-hmm. to where he'll be effective. So definitely like that. You also like Siwoo. I'm a fan of Siwoo this week. This was a bet I was eyeing all week. I'll let you talk about him. I also bet him top 20 plus 350.
Yeah. I mean, whenever it's a Pete Dye course, I'm all over Siwoo. I think we were on him for the Players where he finished ninth. But his approach stats when he plays on Pete Dye courses are just incredible. So I'm really eyeing him for a top 10, top 20, also to win. And then also top Asian, just because we haven't seen Hideki since he won the Masters. He played last week, but he wasn't that impressive. I mean, he just like, I don't know how, if he was been celebrating for the last 2 months, I definitely would be as well, but I think it could be a spot where he's not as amped for this compared to what he just won the Masters. I think it could be a spot for Siwoo. But I like Siwoo on Pete Dye courses. His approach stats are so good. And it's just, it's a matter of can his, if he keeps that up, if he keeps the approach stats that he has for these Pete Dye courses, I mean, he's live. It's just, will his putter stay with him? Yeah. I mean, I think he's pretty valuable for top 10, top 20, and then also outright plays.
So I had to look at, which I am going to bet this. I had to look at the Siwoo Kim top Asian price plus 375. I am going to bet that. One more name that caught my eye, Takumi Kanaya. I think he's 2021, really young guy. I think he's a former number one amateur as of like a year ago. Very good. I think he has gotten a few professional tournaments under his belt. I might play a little flyer on Kanaya at plus 950. I'm going to search around, see if I can find a better number than that. I will speak up again if I do. But Takumi Kanaya, remember the name. I missed horribly with Rasmus Højgaard, who is playing this week. That being said, the sky's the limit for him, for my boy. Also, he's going to win the British, which I would imagine I have a horrible futures bet on that. is that it for – oh, you like Brian Harman too.
I do like Brian Harman.
I've got nothing on Brian Harman, so.
Yeah, Brian Harman's actually decent in my model. Let me see. He is 25 in my model. I like that he hits fairways. I like that his proximity from 200+. He also plays really well in Pete Dye courses. He shows up for big events. He played well at the Masters. He played well at the Players. And he's coming in on pretty super on good recent form. If my site ever loads, he has 18th, 13th, 12th, and third place finish just in the last four. I just love it when my guys are doing that. That's wow. Okay. I got to see this stat, say this out loud. He just played the Wells Fargo a week ago. I know this isn't the best thing to say for a guy like he lost eight strokes on approach, but he gained eight strokes around the green, six strokes putting, and he finished 18th. Finishing 18th when you use eight strokes approach is a very impressive stat.
That is impressive. There's a lot of up and downs.
I don't like that he lost that many strokes on approach, but then again, this is a Pete Dye course, which he has had his fair share of success on.
That could have just been a bad week, though.
It could have been. It's a short game that I really like. I think he's just a good long shot play. Might be just worth a top 20. But hey, if his irons show up, he will. hit it just around the course. He'll play the architect type and he'll do what he does, even though he's 5'5".
Sweet. Sounds good. So I guess I talked about Bryson a little bit, and then we just love like the 90 to 125 to one range. So there you go.
And yeah. And then Morikawa. I like Morikawa.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got that. 33. Your matchups. You said you had 3.5. I'm curious what the half is, but start with your least favorite one. Actually, start with the half. We'll get to your favorite one.
All right. Half is Emiliano Grillo.
Love that.
I really also, like.
Austin didn't tell me about any of these, so I'm just going to be reacting to them.
Okay, so I really like Grillo this week. If he has one issue, it's his ability with to putt the ball. He's coming in off really good, strong form, finishing 14th, second, and sixth just in his last four events. His approach game is phenomenal. The reason why it's a half is because I don't love his matchup. He's against Keegan Bradley, who I also like in my model. So the half is, can you find him in a matchup against a guy who might not have a lot of success? I did see someone saying Robin McIntyre is floating around. I can't find a site on that. But I like Grillo for top 10, top 20s for sure, and then possibly a good matchup bet.
Keep going.
Next one, I like Haddon over Fleetwood. I think this is more of a floor play. Haddon's better in my model, but also is just mainly just because of his consistency versus Fleetwood. Fleetwood just hasn't played very well very lately. His floor is very low. He's been missing cuts. Haddon, as of late, has played decently solid. He's even had some pretty top finishes. He's striking the ball very well. He's just struggling with the putter as of late. But he does succeed on slow greens. So really it comes down to just a floor play for me. And there's been a lot of talking heads about Haddon on this course. So I'm okay with this matchup here.
Yeah, I really like Haddon because it's with how he's probably the best long iron player in the world, him or Morikawa.
Yep.
Long iron specifically.
Two in my model for proximity 200 out.
There you go. So that's going to play beautifully here. So, and if he keeps his cool, he could do, I think he could go top 10 here. So
I completely
definitely
agree.
A fan of that for sure. I've got nothing on Fleetwood. He's just meh to me this week.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Let's go. This is where I want to talk about him earlier. Louis Oosthuizen versus Adam Scott. I really like Louis' floor. He's been very solid as of late. He's got an 11th, 6th, and 8th place finish just in his last five events. He's been really solid all around, and he's had a consistent wicked hot putter. He's the type of guy that just always shows up in these type of big events. On the other hand, Adam Scott has been inconsistent. He's been weak off the tee. He's had good approach some weeks, but then inconsistent the next. He seems to be just relying on his putter. I really like Louis. I love the fact that he always is balling out in these big events. I think he's got a good, I think he's got just a much higher floor. And then one more fact is that he has a low shot, kind of like Neiman, how we mentioned earlier, just another ability to possibly negate the wind if that's causing problems during the week.
One thing that worries me a little bit about that one is that I think Scott carries a high floor. He hasn't missed a cut since early March according to Fantasy National, he hasn't missed a cut in United States since March of 2020.
Yeah, you are correct.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I agree, but if you look at those finishes, it's like still
not inspiring. Completely agree.
Yeah. It's just the fact that he's been so inconsistent lately. I mean, I see a guy like Louis being able to put it on a lot, a greater likelihood that he puts it on during a week than Adam Scott, especially because I like the recent form he's coming in as well.
Agreed. Yeah. And also, this is going to sound funny, but I think that Louis Oosthuizen has more top 10 equity than Adam Scott, where I don't think neither of them have any win equity in my mind, but I think that it's more likely that Oosthuizen puts in like a very, very good week than Scott, where I think if I had to just take someone blindly to make the cut, I think I'd take Adam Scott.
I think that's fair. Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. Final head-to-head.
Is this your favorite one?
Didn't really grade out a favorite one. Probably my favorite one. You know what? I do like this one. Why not? Here's a name. Here's a name I haven't thought of in quite some time. Charles Schwartzel.
I like this.
Charles Schwartzel over Ian Poulter. I'm just loving Schwartzel's game as of late. He's at a 21st, 14th, and 3rd in his last three events. He even had a 26 at the Masters, which is pretty impressive. He's hitting the ball very well. Just compare it to Poulter, who's been super inconsistent. He hasn't had a top 20 since 2020. I really think Schwartzel has a better floor. I just love the way he's hitting the ball as of late. He's been gaining strokes on approach, gaining strokes off the tee. He's putting the ball pretty well. He's live. I like Charles
Schwartzel. I think that's a joke. Like I fully agree with that. I'm trying to find a to make or miss the cut right now.
Yeah, because he could be.
Because like he's probably plus money.
Yeah, he's probably 150, 200 to one as well.
It's top 70, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. This is not loading. Oh, that could be a DraftKings play too. Was that your last one?
That was my last one. I'm trying to find
any other like props or anything like that to talk about. I'm done. I don't have one.
I have one. Patrick Cantlay to miss the cut. I don't like the way he's been.
Sad.
I don't like the way he's been playing as of late. And then I heard a little fun fact that he misses more cuts on the East Coast than he does on the West Coast.
Interesting.
Yeah. Names that also popped, if you're just making a DraftKings lineup, we like Stewart Cink in the Masters prior. I like the way Stewart Cink's been driving the ball, hitting the ball as of late. Hell, he won an event with his son caddying. He's going to be a super low-end guy you could throw into a DraftKings lineup.
Charles Schwartzel to make the cut, yes, is minus 190. That's tough.
That is tough.
A lot of juice. You ready to do this DraftKings lineup?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's start at the top. Rory, 11,500. Justin Thomas, 11,300. DJ, 10,900. John Rahm, 10,500. Bryson, 10,200. Spieth, 10,100. Those are all double digits.
Okay. I'm looking at it as well. How about this? Can we start from, like, let's go from the bottom up?
Okay.
Because I feel like we have more long shots. Like, I think we definitely want,
you're right.
Like, we want Kim in there. Siwoo.
Oh, for sure. He's probably like, what, 8,000?
7,200.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then I think we want Grillo as well.
Yes, I do.
I like Grillo. And then the top of the world player I like is Morikawa. I'd like him to be in there.
Sure. High floor for sure. I don't think he'll be your super high owned too.
Yeah.
Do we think Grillo or Siwoo are going to be high owned?
We can check that. Okay. Yeah, then we need like one more name that we can see. I mean, we have 8,600 per name right here. Also, we'll post a lineup. There definitely will be some tinkering. This is a quick lineup we're making right now.
We got to put Casey in there.
Oh, we got to put Paul Casey in there. Let's go, baby.
Siwoo.
Okay, so that gives us 9,100 for our final two. We have 18,300. So we could do another like 7,000 name or do a big name. I mean, I think our issue is we don't really have agreement or thoughts on a top of the board play.
It's so uninspiring.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly kind of want to take Spieth, but he'd be so highly owned that I don't think it's worth it.
Yes, but I think I'm trying to find like Paul Casey is I think projected 15% ownership.
Okay.
Harmon at 7. Siwoo at 9.
He could be up there. Yeah, Siwoo's been talked about, especially when it's Pete Dye. I bet Grillo's not pretty low.
Stu Sink at 7.6.
What? That's pretty high.
Yeah, it is. Well, like, you got to think about it this way. Like, no one wants to take, like, Aaron Wise, which he's more expensive.
That's a good point. Charlie Hoffman.
I feel like he's going to be really high owned.
Oh, really?
We actually did. What about Joaquin? Oh, he's going to be super highly owned.
Yeah, he will be, but I don't. Yeah, I don't mind having him in there.
People want to own Abe Ancer.
Yeah, I would much rather have Joaquin than Abe Ancer.
Same.
Corey Connors is 7,600. He's going to be very high owned.
Yeah, that's Sam Chalk.
Sam Burns is 7,500. Will also be the chalk. I can't believe Sam Burns is. I do, but I can't. I do like Matt Wallace, but I can't believe Sam Burns is cheaper than Corey Connors. I can't. I mean, that's.
No, that makes sense, dude. Corey Connors, I think, is, he might be top 10 on total strokes games.
That's true. That's true. That you're very right. I shouldn't disrespect Corey Connors like that. He's actually been phenomenal lately.
He just doesn't win because he can't putt.
Yeah.
He might be the worst nervous putter I've ever seen. All right. Okay. Let's see.
Sorry, viewers. This is bad radio. We are just looking at
this. This is how the sausage is made. What do you think about Scottie Scheffler?
I haven't really thought about him this week. That's another guy I haven't thought of. Because he could be top Asian as well. I mean, Sungjae is actually popping in my model 21st. I don't like the way he just hit the ball at the Wells Fargo.
That's fair.
I just like Sungjae just hasn't really been anything. I mean, I guess he definitely has an eighth place at the Honda. He actually was pretty solid at the Heritage. I don't know. He's just so inconsistent for me. I mean, last year, he went through a run before pre-COVID where he was just balling. I mean, he was one of the best in the
tour. He would play every week too.
Yeah. And now it's some weeks his approach is off. Some weeks his off the tee's off. Around the green is always off. I don't want Sungjae M. No, I don't.
Nah, that's fine. Yeah. Can we go Bryson?
I don't hate that.
His floor is so high.
Yeah, it is. Let's throw in Bryson.
Also, he's going to score so many fantasy points.
I love it. So, as of now, we have enough money for Hatton. Or we can go Shane Lowry. We haven't talked about. I don't hate Shane Lowry.
Oh, I like Shane Lowry. So Siwoo. Is it Grillo? Grillo.
I think it's Grillo. Morikawa. Right. Casey. Bryson. And then we could have our hands at Hatton, Oosthuizen, Lowry, Neiman. Anyone below Harmon. I mean, we could get any of those guys, and I think that would probably
oyster,
choose.
You're saying?
Yeah, I think it could be our oyster. Bad joke. I think
almost.
And I think that will probably be dependent on ownership. But I think that's honestly a pretty good lineup. I really like that top. I like having Bryson and Morikawa at the top. I even
that could be
Paul
one
Casey
two.
There. I like Paul
one,
Casey.
There too. Although I guess it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
I don't see why not.
Man, we're gonna be millionaires. It's gonna be sweet. That'll do it. We'll figure out the sixth one. We'll tweet out a screenshot. I will host a little spreadsheet of our bets. Not going too crazy, I don't think. I'm trying to rein it in. I need to be a little more disciplined.
I agree.
Need to make some money.
Check us out on BetSperts because we will most likely post the picks on BetSperts.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have a little description with it. And if that is the case, we'll probably end up tweeting it as well. And then we'll certainly post this DraftKings lineup. Just audience, just know, if we post it, we're going to win the $1 million. Mm-hmm. So if you want to win it with us, just copy the picks because it would just make it worthwhile.
Dude, that would suck. Not that we have that many people listening, but say one guy copies our lineup, then wins. Between the two of us, we would be splitting half a mil, and that guy would have half a mil. Who would really be winning?
Hopefully the listener will share a cut of his winnings to us.
That would be sick. Yeah. I do have a PayPal. Thank you all for listening. Of course, any and all questions. Our DMs are open. Our mentions are open. Hit them up. If there is a golfer you like that either we hate or you just want a new opinion on, let us know. I'm open to any and all like prop bets that you might think have a bunch of value for golf majors. I think I always feel like that there's a lot of kind of like open little different angles to attack that might not, especially with like sites that may not, this is what I'm going to call it, sites that may not be as popular as others. Opportunities are there. I definitely did that with the NFL draft, which if you listen to that, then you heard James react live to, wow, there's a 15 pick difference between this guy on this site, this more popular site. So let us know. Of course, I would be remiss to say, if just to remind you one more time, go rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. That's it. Thank you guys for listening. Austin.
Let's go win some money.
Let's do it.